We're working with a group of Syrians to document Syrian heritage and its destructions. And while we're working there, also with Syrians coming over to Germany, we thought it's the worst thing that happened to people leaving their country, which is bombed out, having their jobs lost, and even their social status is not anymore in the new society the same, is to sit around and do nothing. So we wanted to invite them to come to the museum and make this museum theirs and fill their free time in a meaningful way. And free time is a strange word because they're sitting around and doing nothing, so it's not more than free time, to fill their life with a new meaning and to take our museum forward to them. And they can see here in the Museum of Islamic Art in Berlin at the Berlin Museum actually parts of their heritage, of their cultural heritage in the museum, so they can have the first bridge into museums and institutions of society. And then we have other museums as well to join, and for example the German Historical Museum, because it's very important that they not only see as a reference to their own cultures and the importance of their own cultures here in Germany, but also make German history for themselves meaningful. And there are many examples. For example, thinking about how Germany looked 1945. It was a destroyed country and now it's a flourishing country. So this war is not a end of history, but may the German example serve as an example for them of how to rebuild a country, at least to think that what happens right now to Syria is not the end of everything.
Interesting. In your opinion, how has the project helped refugees to adapt to living in a new country?
Actually, many did come and say when they come into the museum and see the objects from Syria, from Iraq, they were very positive, saying, of course, why are these objects here? And we tell them the different stories. It's a history, of course, of more than 150 years. But then they say, no, but we are so happy to find our, let's say, cultural home here in Berlin. And they were first positively met. So they were seeing that somebody is appreciating them, that their culture is important in the middle of Berlin. And this helps. Many people say it when we ask them in every tour. We're doing a record and discuss with them also. And they say something which I very much like. They say, see, Yir Fa'aras in Arabic means this is something that keeps our spirits up. It makes us proud of ourselves. And the literal translation would be, it keeps our heads high. And this is something which is very important, that you have people in this country coming new, that they come and get back some strength, some self-confidence, and then can conquer the rest, let's say, of the city and to be a new members and proudful members of this society. And this is very, very important, because the worst that happens is that people from war fall into deep depression and are not able to find the tools to make this country theirs.
What artifacts? You mentioned that people from the Middle East are happy when they go into the museum to see artifacts from their area or from their home area. And which artifacts are we talking about here?
We're talking about the Pergamon Museum, where we have next to the famous Ishtar Gate, the Babylonian Gate, and the famous Mashhad Facade, which is a Caliph's palace of the 8th century, and many objects from Iraq, Turkey, Lebanon, Iran, and Syria. And so it's actually one of the most famous collections of Middle Eastern architecture and history and worldwide. So for them, and it's also important for us as a museum, it's good that they see this object here in Berlin. And for us as a museum, it's good that we have Syrians and Iraqis coming here and saying, this is also a museum of my history and of my self-consciousness, of my identity. And this is something which gives us also a new meaning in our societies today. So this is something which works extremely well. And some of a bit afraid at the beginning that some may feel too melancholic and say, oh, it's all lost and we lost all this back home and we have no home anymore and cultural property is destroyed. These feelings are there as well. But the outcome, when they, after 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, sometimes discussing, we do more an open dialogue than a normal tour, is that they go out very proud and come back. We have very many people of them who are coming back. And every week we have something like, let's say, around 50, I have to count, about 200 visitors and refugees coming into the museum, and every week it's getting more, and they're coming back, and this is something which I like very much, so that they really make these museums theirs.
Interesting. Now, what obstacles have you faced when you were trying to, or while you were trying to implement this initiative?
Oh, the first thing is, of course, it's not a state program in the sense that state is deciding something and then you have money and then you develop something. But it was an idea by us as with Syrians, working with Syrians, and the team is also, the developing team is also based on Syrians, and the guides are Syrians. And we had promised to find the money first, but we were very happy that many, many heard about the project, and we have some nice donations from people, and we're looking forward to other donations. funds to make this program running, because we know in October, when we had the idea, this is a great idea, but we never know if it works out. But then in December, when we make the first tours directly, it was clear that all our fears were not necessary. The project runs well, and even I was afraid that maybe students with a different political opinions would start to discuss their opinions here, and maybe that might be a problem. But actually, due to the fact that they're looking all to the past, or with the German history on something which they are not directly connected to, gives them a kind of space to discuss, despite of diverse political religious meanings you find in the diverse groups of Syrians and Iraqis. So actually, the difficulties were not that we were expecting, and so far it runs very well, and the only thing is that we're looking for funding.
Well, do you see the project expanding to other museums or possibly even other countries?
Yes, certainly. So the idea here is that we give the narrative of the Middle East and Germany in four museums, and they're next to each other. So it's for Byzantium art, it's for ancient Middle East, it's for Islamic Middle East, and it's for German history. This is, makes a narrative. So this is very special to us. But the idea to make a museum a kind of open space of reflection, where you have dialogue on human experiences that might be migration, that might be war, that might be social conflict, but also objects from the Middle East, you find also in other museums. So each museum, and we have a lot of questions coming from museums in Finland, in Italy, in the US now, and so people are asking us how we do that. And for other museums, I would say the most important thing is that the history of migration is based in each object. There's nothing in history, no object in history, and no human history who is not based on migration of ideas, cultural knowledge, techniques, and this can be taken out in every museum. And very important, they don't do tours like a guidebook, so we don't ask them to go and present knowledge, but to select their objects that they like, that they think they are meaningful for them. So the guide is then reflecting with the visitor about the object. So it's not things to say, okay, now I want you to give it perfect tour to a museum, but more to find objects that are meaningful for the biographies of those people who are coming to the museum. And this can be done anywhere.